I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Black women speak out about the state of Black America. We'll share some of their views in a new report by the National Urban League. And former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has her say about the challenges facing the next president. That's in just a few minutes. But first, recent debates over immigration reform have largely focused on illegal immigration, but another fight has developed over legal immigration. In recent months, hundreds of thousands of eligible immigrants have pursued naturalization. But as more people have filed, the delays have grown longer, to the point where some advocates now claim that the government is illegally withholding citizenship from eligible people. So last week, a class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of legal Hispanic immigrants in the New York City area. They want the Federal Immigration Agency to process the completed applications by September 22nd. In other words, in time to allow these potential new voters to cast ballots in the November election. Joining us by phone is Cesar Perales, president and general counsel of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, which filed the lawsuit. And Manuel Martinez, a legal immigrant from Mexico, one of the plaintiffs, will join us in a few minutes. Welcome, Mr. Perales.
Good to be here, Michelle.
Mr. Perales, how many New Yorkers are we talking about? And how long have they been waiting?
Well, if we're just talking about New Yorkers, the problem is about 90,000 residents who've been waiting a very, very long time. But what we're talking about really is a national number of well over a million of foreign-born New Yorkers who have lived in this country for a number of years, who are eligible to become citizens, and who have come forward. And a process that used to take 6 months, in fact, at one point it was less than 6 months, is today taking, on an average, 18 months. A very, very long time.
What's the basis of your suit?
Well, the basis of our suit is that, A, the government has a standard that has been set by the Congress that the entire naturalization process ought to take no more than 180 days. And then there's a law that says that after you've been examined, that is when you've been tested for English and your knowledge of history, the maximum the government can take is 120 days. If they don't, you can go into court and demand that a decision be made. Well, both of these timelines are being ignored by the government, and we're saying the law is the law. These are people who have done everything they're supposed to do, and their chances of voting are, in essence, being withheld because they're not going to become citizens in time to register, and that's the reason for our asking the court to set September of this year as a deadline for these applications for naturalization to be processed.
Does the suit only address Latinos?
Well, all of our clients are Latinos, but this issue goes well beyond the Latino community. It affects everybody. And everybody who's a permanent resident, who has sought to be a citizen, is being denied not just the right to vote, but there are many jobs in this country that you can't get unless you're a citizen. You can't sponsor with the same effect your children, your parents, your spouses, if you want them to come into the country. People are afraid to travel. They think that, you know, if I go off on a trip, somebody's going to call me in for my exams. And so people are afraid to leave the country because their application is pending. There are lots of disadvantages to not being processed quickly.
There are some who would argue, though, that if folks have been in this country as long as many of these people have, why didn't they file before?
You're right. Some people have waited long and others have not. But the point is, they are qualified. They've been here for the minimum number of years. They don't have criminal records. They are ready, willing, and able to take any test that the government proposes.
Is it your view that these delays are somehow intentional, or is it just negligent or poor planning?
Well, I certainly don't have any evidence that it's intentional. What is clear is that they are confessing to negligence. They're confessing, we don't have enough workers. We didn't plan for this. We were unprepared. Well, I mean, that's pure negligence. They should have known that if they said they were going to raise the fees, that people would come forward. They should have known that if all of these registration campaigns these were going on, that would have an effect on them.
The only thing I don't understand, though, is what is the legal basis for this claim? I mean, if you were to, and forgive me, I don't mean to trivialize the issue, but if everybody, I don't know if they do this in New York, but, you know, in Washington, when it snows, everybody rushes to the grocery store, right, to stock up on milk and bread. You can't sue the grocery store if they run out of milk and bread.
Well,
so tell me, how is it that if this is kind of a customer service, and for whatever reason the customer service is overwhelmed by demand, I just like to understand, what is the legal basis for demanding that they do whatever it takes to address it?
Well, let me explain. It is not just like going to the store and they've run out of milk. I mean, the reality here is that government offers a benefit to everybody equally. And I suppose you could trivialize it by saying it's like going to get a driver's license. You go and you say, I want to drive. I've reached the age. I passed your test. And they say, well, we don't have the people to process your license. I think you would feel that your rights are being denied. Here we're talking about something very, very important. Here we're talking about the government's obligation to ensure that people can fully participate in the civic life of this country. This is a democracy.
But I'm asking you, what's the basis of the claim? Is it 14th Amendment? What is it?
No. The basis, if you're asking me the basis of the claim,
yeah,
it's primarily the Administrative Procedure Act. The government has to act within a reasonable period of time. There is a specific period of time that says 120 days after the exam has been given. And many of these people have already taken the exam and passed it. And the 120 days have expired a long time ago. So they have the right as individuals to go in and claim, but it costs so much money. What we're trying to do is, on behalf of many poor people who can't afford to do it, bring it as a class action.
This is the first suit like this that I am aware of. Are you aware of any precedent for this?
No, there are other suits like this. Because this has become so outrageous, you've got people bringing these lawsuits all over the country at this point, saying, hey, the 120 days has elapsed. You have to make me a citizen or tell me why I can't be a citizen.
What among the plaintiffs represented in the class, what's the longest one of them has been waiting?
I don't remember, but it's years. We're not talking months. We're talking maybe 3 years.
Cesar Perales is president and general counsel of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Will you keep us posted?
I certainly will.
Now we're going to hear from Manuel Martinez. He's an immigrant from Mexico, and he's one of the plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit. And he joins us by phone from New York. Mr. Martinez, how are you?
Pretty good.
How long have you been waiting for your application to be approved?
It would be around 27 months.
I understand that you're 35 now and you were 17 when you came to the U.S. Is that right?
That's right.
Some people might ask you why it took you so long to apply?
Well, actually, I got my green card in, I became a permanent resident in 2001, and then until 5 years later, I could apply for my citizenship.
So you applied for your citizenship as soon as you were actually eligible to do so, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you have three children who are citizens, and your wife are not, is that right?
That's right.
How has your citizenship status affected your life, do you think? I mean, are there things that you would like to do that you haven't been able to do because you aren't a citizen?
Well, there are a few things that has been affecting me. One of them, I need to sponsor my wife and my mother, and I can't sponsor my mother because I'm not a U.S. citizen yet. I did file for my wife in 2001 also, and because I'm a resident, it's going to take her many years for her to get a green card. And as a citizen, it takes her less than a year. So there is a big difference on that case. And I would love to bring my mother from Mexico so she can come and meet her grandchildren. Not just mine, my sister's and my brother's grandchildren. And till now, I can't sponsor her yet. So I hope as soon as I become a U.S. citizen, I'll be able to.
How important is it to you to become a citizen?
Well, it's my dream. Since I came to the United States, I have achieved many dreams, many goals already, but I'm still missing that. Being a 100% citizen.
And as we were talking to Mr. Perales earlier, he was saying that the part of the goal of the lawsuit is to make it so that eligible people can vote by November. Is that important to you? Do you want to vote in this election if it's possible?
I want to, and I hope I will. it is very important because I would say I would want to vote for my president that I believe that is going to be good for the next 4 years. I would love to vote, but we'll see what happens.
I'm tempted to ask you who you're going to vote for, but I won't because I know that's private. So, and finally, can I ask, having lived in this country all this time, do you feel like an American now, even though you're not yet a citizen, or is that citizenship the final piece that you need to feel like you really belong?
Right. I would say that's my final part for me to be 100% well, good, comfortable. I love this country. I like this country, the laws, the way it is. But right now, what it really bothers me is the economy of this country. The economy is really bad. I bought a home a couple of years ago. Now its value doesn't worth what I pay for. And that's why I need to vote. I need a change. We need a change.
Manuel Martinez is an immigrant from Mexico. He's one of the plaintiffs involved in a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of legal immigrants in New York to force the government to expedite the processing of citizenship applications. Thank you so much, Mr. Martinez, for joining us.
You're welcome.